Homeward Bound, May 25. No prosy prayer meetings. Beware of the scribes, who for a pretense make long prayers. Luke 20, verses 46 and 47. The prayer meetings should be the most interesting gatherings that are held, but these are frequently poorly managed. Many attend preaching, but neglect the prayer meeting. Here again, thought is required. Wisdom should be sought of God, and plans should be laid to conduct the meetings so that they will be interesting and attractive. The people hunger for the bread of life. If they find it at the prayer meeting, they will go there to receive it. Long, prosy talks and prayers are out of place anywhere, and especially in the social meeting. Those who are forward and ever ready to speak are allowed to crowd out the testimony of the timid and retiring. Those who are most superficial generally have the most to say. Their prayers are long and mechanical. They weary the angels and the people who listen to them. Our prayers should be short and right to the point. Let the long, tiresome petitions be left for the closet, if any have such to offer. Let the Spirit of God into your hearts, and it will sweep away all dry formality. Christ impressed upon his disciples the idea that their prayers should be short, expressing just what they wanted and no more. He gives the length and substance of their prayers, expressing their desires for temporal and spiritual blessings and their gratitude for the same. How comprehensive this sample prayer! It covers the actual need of all. 1 or 2 minutes is long enough for any ordinary prayer. There may be instances where prayer is in a special manner indicted by the Spirit of God, where supplication is made in the Spirit. The yearning soul becomes agonized and groans after God. The Spirit wrestles as did Jacob, and will not be at rest without special manifestations of the power of God. This is as God would have it. But many offer prayer in a dry, sermonizing manner. These pray to other persons, not to God. If they were praying to God and really understood what they were doing, they would be alarmed at their audacity, for they deliver a discourse to the Lord in the mode of prayer, as though the Creator of the universe needed special information upon general questions in relation to things transpiring in the world. All such prayers are as sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. They are made no account of in heaven. Angels of God are wearied with them, as well as mortals who are compelled to listen to them. Counsels for the Church, pages 292 and 293.